This Sunday, April 22nd, as part of its five-concert season, Orchestra Toronto was partnering with Essential Opera to present A Night at the Opera. Now, this is Orchestra Toronto's first ever performance of a full-length opera, Gianni Schicchi by Puccini, in concert. With us to talk about it is Maestro Kevin Mallon himself.
Hello, chaps.
Hi, Kevin. Now, Kevin, what is Essential Opera?
Essential Opera is one of the young indie companies that we have here in Toronto. Your listeners must be aware that there's kind of been an explosion of these
no
young
kidding.
It seems so,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, they're able to present more interesting ways of doing things
right.
than the big company, perhaps. And so this is run by two fine young women, Maureen Batt and Erin Badua.
Mm-hmm.
And they put together these projects. So as a conductor of Orchestra Toronto, we've been wanting to do like an opera project.
Oh,
and I thought these guys were a good match for us. And indeed they are. They're doing a really wonderful job.
What do you think accounts for the, I don't want to say resurgence because it never went away, but the increased popularity of opera in general?
Well, it's a fantasy world, isn't it? It's like going to the movies, but people are singing. And the plots are usually ridiculous, sometimes a bit complicated. But usually, you know, there's a set of lovers and there's something that's stopping them getting together. Mm. And then finally they get together.
Mm-hmm.
If we're lucky, one of them dies.
See, that's the breakdown of every opera possible.
That's basically it right there.
Also, what you're talking about too, Kevin, is it's more accessible. And with these smaller indie companies, you know, they're in restaurants performing operas.
Exactly.
They're in smaller spaces. It's more financially, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, I think that this is one of the things is that, you know, we should be really proud of our big flagship company.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Yes.
But really not at the cost of there being like lots of grassroots
right.
stuff. And really nowadays, we should be getting right out into the community.
Mm-hmm.
And something like opera that can still be seen as something exclusive, too exclusive. You find these little indie companies all over the place doing interesting, a lot of Canadian repertoire.
Right.
That's also really great, where the big companies are just simply not going to hit the Canadian repertoire
mm-hmm.
once in a blue moon.
Mm.
You know, so that's very exciting movement for us.
Right. So these singers that you're talking about, the sopranos, they are actually performing in Gianni Schicchi, are they not?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Those two ladies.
That's such a smart idea,
yeah,
isn't
yeah.
it?
Mm-hmm. Because then they do the sort of staging, they're the producers, the directors.
They do. Okay.
It's not a lot of staging when mm-hmm. we do it. It's opera and concert. But even opera and concert now is not just people sort of standing up and singing.
Right.
There's mm-hmm. interaction between people.
They move around.
They move off and they ring, you know, some little bits are from memory and mm-hmm. things like that. And it makes it more exciting to the audience.
What's it like for you as a conductor?
Oh, I mean, it's a fantastic experience to do opera. I mean, one of the things is that Orchestra Toronto, a very good community orchestra, I want them to have this experience where following these singers, anything can happen.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just a fact of life with the sort of rubato you need, particularly in a romantic opera.
Mm.
So that's very good for an orchestra to learn that style.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And so that's one of the reasons. And then also we did a concert a couple of years ago of a sort of music around Italy, and we got a great audience for that.
Lovely. Mm.
So the next sort of progression for the orchestra and the audience is to do something like Gianni Schicchi.
It's a nice way to start it. And you are no stranger to opera. You've conducted a lot of opera.
I have conducted a lot of opera, not so much here in Canada.
No, I know.
But for a long time, I was like conducting in Odessa and Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
doing operas and then on tour all over Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's nice to be coming back to opera.
How many people are in the Orchestra Toronto? How many musicians?
It's probably about 70 people. So
70.
It's a full,
that's big.
Full
band.
Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
One of the great things is that, you know, if I wanted to do something with a professional orchestra, like a Mahler symphony, well, that's going to cost a huge amount of money.
Sure.
But if I say to Orchestra Toronto, well, I want to do Mahler 5,
mm-hmm.
then they get all the horn players that are necessary and everything. And there's an extraordinary wealth of people who are professional people in their own right, but also mm-hmm. play instruments mm-hmm. really well. And it's a glorious thing to be around that, actually, because
it is,
people
isn't it?
Really love what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. They do.
And there's no kind of tensions because people are working in
right.
that business.
Right.
So that's a really wonderful thing.
And there's no...
Plus, they're a little more malleable for you, right?
you know, I can beat anybody up, Mike. No. I'm a pussycat. You know, I'm a pussycat.
Yeah. And the thing is, you see this with people that have full-time jobs and it's a hobby for them. There's so much passion and love.
Exactly.
To have this opportunity.
You know, people don't always believe that professional musicians, it can become a job. Mm-hmm. And it's sometimes difficult after years of doing this to find the inspiration all
yes,
the time.
Yes, yes.
But with these amateur, I don't even want to call them amateur because they play at such a high level.
Yes.
They do indeed have this love. They mm-hmm. live for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's just a wonderful thing.
It is.
Yeah.
What else is on the program?
Well, this is what we're going to do. We're going
Here we go.
Going to do the William Tell Overture, first of all.
Yes.
So that's the thing. And then we're basically having the intermission then.
Okay.
Because Dennis Geeky's about an hour long. But what I'm going to do, first of all, is I'm going to have all the cast just in front of the stage.
Really?
And I'm going to kind of introduce each of the characters
mm-hmm.
and tell the story a little bit without giving too many things away.
Uh-huh.
So that when people are sitting there, they have an idea of who these characters are. And I think that that's a really good thing. And then we send everybody off to use the washroom. I haven't found a discreet way of saying that yet. But here's your warning. Now
powder
on the radio.
Your nose.
Yeah, oh, powder their nose. That's very good.
That is a good one, yeah.
And then we do the second half is the long 60 minutes.
And you also have the concert's at 3 o'clock, and you also have a 2:15 pre-concert chat.
Thank you for reminding me. That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Does that surprise you, Mike? Does that surprise
no,
you?
No.
Where's Kevin?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's the last reference I'll ever make to that.
Really?
Ever.
I don't think
ever.
So. I think you'll give me a hard time every time I come in. Nope. It's good to see you guys, though.
It's very good to see you, too.
Very good to see you. That's the best morning show ever.
Aww.
You're both insane, smooth. But that's probably
well,
what it
sure,
is.
Well, for sure, that's yeah. what makes
How are sense. Things going? You're still with 13 Strings,
13
right?
13 Strings in Ottawa. And the other group, Aradia, is having a little hiatus, but we've got more recording projects next year. Going to get going again a bit.
Nice. Yeah.
But do you also have the Toronto Chamber Orchestra?
Well, the Toronto Chamber Orchestra was the modern name that we used when Aradia played in modern.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So we made a lot of recordings for the Toronto Chamber Orchestra.
Yeah.
But it was just basically mostly the same players playing on modern instruments.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if we ever get round to doing that again, it would be wonderful to do. We did a whole series of 18th century
composers. Yes, I remember. And you have fabulous, fabulous musicians in Aradia.
Oh, yeah. Well,
oh,
that's
my
great.
Goodness.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and it's going to be great to get going again next year. Mm-hmm. But we've had a sort of couple of years, just quiet years.
Yes.
And that's mostly because I can't put my energy into too many things or it just gets it gets diluted.
Sure.
Of course.
So my energy. So I have to be really careful about that. And make sure that everything gets my full attention.
Yes, you are a serious multitasker.
Thank you very much.
I know. It's always like, where's Kevin now?
I know.
Oh, it's like trying to play Where's
goodness.
Waldo.
It's true.
No, it's
true. I really appreciate that you still play my stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
All the time.
Why wouldn't we?
All the time.
That's really great.
So listen, Kevin, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
My pleasure. Absolutely.
We really appreciate
and
it.
And don't forget that 2:15 pre-concert
yes,
chat.
Yes, 2:15 pre-concert chat.
Yes, indeed. So we've been talking with Maestro Kevin Mallon about A Night at the Opera taking place this Sunday at 3 p.m. with a 2:15 pre-concert chat in the George Weston Recital Hall of the Toronto Centre for the Arts. You can go to orchestratoronto.ca. For tickets, you can call Ticketmaster at 1-855-985-2787 or go to ticketmaster.ca. Thanks, Kevin.
Great. Thank you, lads.